This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper, and I have on the phone with me Mark Schwartz, president of Victory Sweepers. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Ranger.
So, we are going to talk today about a very unusual machine you made one of to send to Puerto Rico, and I understand that you're considering maybe bringing something similar into the marketplace, and it might be a good way to see if there's interest out there. If you would talk about this machine, I'm looking at a photo here, listeners, as I am doing the talking, that has essentially four gutter brooms across the front of a Mark II sweeper.
Right.
You built it for a specific, particular application in, I believe, Puerto Rico. So talk about that, if you would, how that came about and what the application was, if you would, Mark.
I will. The machine was requested in a lead remediation application, and they required a certain amount of water flow to float. That's what they call it, floating lead. I didn't know you could do that, but they claim you can.
It does sound like a complex issue.
It does. Yeah, it does. It's like, you know, they don't make many lead boats. But anyway, also agitating the surface to break it loose before the water hits it. So if it's been run over by a vehicle, it gets scrubbed up and floated and then just suspended just long enough for the sweeper to pick it up. The challenge was is that that takes a lot of, according to their calculations, that takes a lot of water flow. And so we had to give them about 10 minutes of run time with an 80-plus gallons a minute water flow. We had to turn the toolbox into a water tank. We had to turn the behind the cab into a big water tank. And that unit, like it sits, probably, well, it's not probably, it isn't legal in the U.S., and it probably wouldn't be legal in Puerto Rico either, but this is an on-site application, and it starts out probably overloaded by 1,000 pounds. But within about 2 minutes, it's now again legal. The challenge was, you know, water in the front, water in the back. You had to have both of them because without that, you had no balance, and the tanks had to fill the same. I mean, there were some challenges. We didn't quite have the performance to suck up 100% of the water that we were putting down. They were cool with that. We were getting probably about 75-80%, which means, of course, about the time the hopper fills up, it's about time to dump and refill with water. So it worked out really good. The application in the U.S., I think, and I'm always... You know me, Ranger. I'm always looking for something to make sweeping important, a new niche, something to help a contractor make money, because that's the part that's struggling in America today. And I think that there might be, you know, as you go through drive-throughs and things like that, there might be an application to where you can scrub and sweep and maybe, you know, have a smaller tank. I can't give you 850 gallons of water, but if I could give you a little less water flow and you could go through and scrub oil stains up or scrub, you know, the sticky ice cream up at a drive-thru. Maybe there's an application for that. Maybe not. I don't know. But always looking for different ideas. It worked really good. We were very impressed with the performance overall, and so was the customer. So they absolutely love it.
So there's no reason that you couldn't add water tanks and then have those used for your normal dust suppression operation, but then have them be larger with these scrub brushes out front, and then it's a specialty application. Probably you could even do it during the day, or you certainly might be able to do it during the day with spot applications like that where you're just doing a scrubbing, like you say, through a drive-thru. And it seems like you could put some kind of environmentally safe soap in the water as well. So there, you know, there may be a niche for
that. And we bought enough components to build a couple of these things, and have only built the one, and actually haven't marketed it until now. And that gave us some time to make sure we didn't have a flaw in the design. And so far, that's working really, really well. The lead remediation application is pretty extreme, so I don't think that's something. I mean, I'd be happy to do it over here in that application, but I don't want to put that much water. And that was actually an NRR chassis, which is the 19.5 chassis, and it was 1,000 pounds overloaded with all the water on it when it was filled up ready to go. So it was one of those ones we had to have big disclaimer stickers in the cab and all that to say, hey, look, this is not a roadworthy sweeper when it's full of water. It's designed to be on site and not go over 15 miles an hour. It had some issues, but I tell you, the part that was intriguing was the scrubbing capability and not having to put down a lot of water to get that scrubber to really work pretty good. And especially, you know, we didn't actually try it with any kind of a surfactant or any kind of a cleaning fluid, any soap at all. But I really believe in a slow walk speed with a little bit of water and some good Dawn detergent or something like that. I think you'd probably do a great job in a drive-thru or on oil-soaked parking stalls. I don't know that, and that's some of the stuff we're going to try out, but that's kind of where we're going. So maybe this article will generate some questions and ideas that will tell us how we should market it and if there is an application. You never know.
Couple of questions I have. One is, does the hopper have to be modified at all when you're just basically picking up water?
This one, the one we built for them, was modified. It had no doors.
So, Mark, I see a tube that comes out sort of a, toward the top of the hopper on the right-hand side. Is that a light or a vent, or what is that?
I'm not looking at the picture. We had to put a pretty sizable vent. When we tied these two tanks together, we fill them from the bottom, but air's got to be released just as quickly so you don't end up with a... You know, with a ruptured tank. So
that
I think that's
perfect.
What that is a vent to let the air out of both tanks so they feel nice and even at the same time. And that was key because these guys are all about being on the road sweeping and flow and refill and dumping and unloading. All that was huge. So.
Sure. And I can just see if the vent got clogged up, you'd have an interesting situation quick.
Yeah, that was engineering here. We argued over vent size and, you know, everything has a restriction. And the bottom line is we oversized it, I think, to make sure that it would not be an issue filling up. But other than that, it was the same hopper.
Okay.
In an application, you're not going to have enough water to overflow the tank, so it's not an issue.
And it seems clear, you're talking about 80 gallons a minute. Well, it seems clear to me that you could be way, way under that for some kind of a cleaning, scrubbing job.
Our calculation ranges, it should be in the 5 to 10 range, somewhere in that range.
Mm-hmm. Could you mount the front scrubbers onto a standard, say, Mark II machine and just run out of your dust suppression system? You mean?
Absolutely. Okay. You can. And that's the quick and cheap way of doing it. So really then all you have is the scrubber out front. The other thing we kicked around is you can change the direction of the brooms, the rotation of the brooms. So if you wanted to put all the water out to one side or all the water in the middle or all the water, and we actually brought it all to the middle with the extra heavy 80-gallon-a-minute flow, and that gave it time as it starts dissipating, gave it time for the sweeping head to get to it. You know, on a regular application, you probably windrow it all to the intake side, which is also pretty cool. You're able to do that. So you can have this as a windrow broom without water if you wanted to. But in a scrubbing application, you got everything you need there to scrub too. So,
and at 5 or 10 gallons a minute, I would think even 20 or so, you'd be able to pick up all that, pretty much all that water.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
without a doubt. This thing was doing probably about 40, 50 gallons a minute is what it was picking up. I was worried about that, and that was not an issue for all their roads at this lead remediations were, catch basins were secured, so whatever ran in there was fine. I mean, they were just looking to so they wouldn't track it out of their facilities. That was their big thing.
Well, it seems like if contractors out there had customers that were, you know, battery makers or maybe even heavy grease applications, that kind of thing would really clean up a facility.
Well, I've also had the question asked about drive out. That used to be a huge deal, especially like in cities like Phoenix and Vegas. And, of course, with the economy that and the housing being down, that has died off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in Alabama, drive-out isn't something you can sweep away. You almost have to scrub it because of the clay.
Right, yeah.
And so that's another application we're kicking around. And I don't know whether this works or not, but I tell you, I'm always looking for something that'll put a dollar in the contractor's pocket because today they're getting hammered from both sides. And I don't want to, you know, I mean, the equipment's crazy priced already, and the sweeping's at the lowest I've seen it in a long time. So we're just trying to find something to kick a little life in the contractors because in the long term, that's going to help us all.
Well, it seems like you could, just to go back around to daytime operation, it depends on the facility. Of course, it wouldn't work with the parking stalls closest to a retail store during the day. That's
right.
Not going to work. Bank drive-through, they might go for that. Close one drive-through. And you work on that while people go into the next drive-thru. But
the other thing was a thought, and you know, I have no idea if there's any value in this or not, but maybe part of your adding value to your contract sweeping is that once a month or once every 2 weeks, you make a scrub path down the main drive lane going into the main store. I mean, maybe there's,
mm-hmm.
Hey, you put some scent with this if you wanted to and you know, make it smell nice. I mean, maybe there's an application there. I don't know. I'm always looking to add value.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas of the pricing for adding on to the?
I don't have a number yet, but it's the decision's got to be made on, you know, water capacity and pumps and stuff like that for this lower flow setup. The good news is the application and the design is pretty simple. I don't think that's going to be something. I mean, we used to sell in the old days at Brand X over here. We used to sell a windrow broom, and that was kind of tough to build and ran those small cylinder brooms like you'd get under a vacuum sweep, and they just didn't last very long. I think this one, you know, has a little bit of a bumper out front. I think it's protected a little bit more, and these brooms are, I don't think they last a lot longer, but I think they're a little cheaper to buy anyway. So I think this is going to be a pretty reasonable application. We're working on all those numbers now, and, as we talked earlier, I was kind of reluctant to release all this until we had some numbers. But, you know, I really want the input because I'm not sure if it's something that has a market or not. So I welcome all questions or ideas or whatever. I welcome that on this product.
Sure. So it's not something that would really be a sensible retrofit just because probably you would need more water. What you've done here is to take that huge toolbox on the that comes on the back of a Mark II and make that into water, then put another big tank right behind the cab,
right,
and then put a toolbox underneath. So
where the old water tank was, yeah, that was a toolbox. Yeah. But let's just say you already own a Mark II or a Liberty DX or whatever. There's nothing to say you couldn't bolt this to your front bumper, add this pump that we're going to put on here, and just not be able to run quite as long with your water capacities. I mean, that's kind of the direction we're wanting to make this is in, into something that can go. You don't have to buy a new sweeper to put this on and try it. So
mm-hmm. Just you can just bolt it up and
yep.
Give it a roll. Well, it's a very intriguing idea, and cleanliness is a big thing. I've heard that it's next to godliness someplace, so it seems like one of those items that may well have application, and I'll be intrigued to see if contractors around the country, when they see it and see the photos, are totally descriptive, so we'll see what kind of input you get from that.
Well, you know, this industry needs a boost. If anybody, you know, we're just trying to figure out some way to add some value back. I mean, in the old days, we used to talk about, you know, sweeping with high-performance air machines to keep the dirt and grit from getting back into the polished floors and so they wouldn't have to wax the floors as much in the stores. And we used to talk about trip and fall liabilities, how you help cover that when you're sweeping 7 days a week or 5 days a week. And all of that seems to not have any value today, and I don't know why, because to me, if it's anything, it's more valuable today than it was 20 years ago. But I think we've gotten caught up in price so much with these third-party service providers that we're not selling the sizzle. And if it doesn't matter, then fine, that's good. But we all know that those are real money-saving items that somebody needs to be telling these store managers about. And I think contractors are all kind of caught up in this to where these guys today, it's all about the initial price, period. That's all it is. And I get a lot of that back selling equipment. That's what's a big concern today is that, yeah, they like features and benefits, not at any cost. So it's a challenge today.
There's no question that it is. And one of the problems, and, you know, we don't want to get too far afield here, but with the third-party vendors is the store managers, you can't go out and educate the store managers.
Right.
And third-party vendors are just out to really cut pricing, and they're not looking for education either. And how do you get to the large chain stores and so forth and let them realize that they're being pound foolish?
That's exactly right. Great question, and we've got to figure out a way to do that somehow, some way. And I hear so many contractors talk about this, the scamming side, and I know I'm not saying third-party providers or service providers are scamming, not by any stretch, but boy, the ones that have damaged this industry to the point where I just can't believe that somewhere, if we were a little bit stronger group, World Sweeping Association, hint, hint, if we were a little stronger group, there's got to be some way to hold the actual customer, whether, you know, whatever the shopping center is or whatever the actual customer is, hold them somehow accountable to make their third-party service providers pay their bills. You would think that there'd be some liability that could transfer, but maybe not. But it ticks me off when I hear guys don't get paid.
Yeah, me too. And that's
and now we have gone way off track, right?
We have gone way off track. On the other hand, we started with, you know, trying to find a way for contractors to make some more money, and this is one of the reasons why that's such a difficult item today. Is there anything further that you want to say about your machine, other than you invite inquiries and other ideas from contractors or cities on how it might be used?
Obviously, we want that. I also would welcome other applications ideas. I mean, just not what we're talking about here. Just, you know, we don't sweep every night. There might be some great applications out there that we're completely missing, so we would love to get input on that. You know, what else would help maybe make that, maybe there's, you know, like an additional fluid tank, or is there any other application in addition to this that would make that sweeper?
Like an injection, a detergent injection system,
right,
or something like that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to receive, obviously, for an answer, but mm-hmm. it's an idea, and it's laid out there, so let's see what was it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Mark. We've been speaking with Mark Schwartz. He is the president of Victory Sweepers Incorporated. They're located in Madison, Alabama. You can find them at victorysweepers.com. Thanks again, Mark.
Thanks, Ranger. Keep preaching for the cause here.
You bet. Always.
See ya.